I feel good that my work has been recognized by outside world instead of my own country. I still feel good.
Do you feel that people in Liberia do not appreciate your work?
A lot of people do appreciate it because up to now I still get a whole lot of comments that I shouldn't have done what I did. I sold my culture to the white people for plenty of money. What kind of money? They gave me a war without money. I'm not selling my culture. I was only writing it for the health risk that is claiming the life of many women and girls. Some of these people just take meds and just pass the children. They got no sort of medication to put there to stop the bleeding. No anesthesia to just cut these children. These are health risks I was pointing out. Then they say, I shouldn't have said it. If Africans don't talk about what affects Africans, they want the white people to always come and talk about what affecting us.
Because there are people who say that perhaps by the reporting that you did, you betray your own culture.
Man, Jesus, let's face the fact. Let's face reality. This female genital mutilation has been out in the open for a very long time. People have been talking about it all on the internet. Nobody seems to complain. But because me, Ezango, is from Nigeria and have to talk about it, let's forget about culture and tradition. Let's talk about the 3, 4, 5-year-old girls that are dying, only babies. Do they have to cut them because of culture and tradition? No, I don't agree to that.
May, do you feel that your life is in danger?
I still get threats in my email. People that I know still fighting me, they still send it to my box and say, the penalty for what I did is death. No matter how long it takes, they will get me. People still send threats to me. So, of course, I know my life is in danger. Even my 9-year-old daughter that just turned 10, she no longer lives with me. I took her and sent her to a distant relative. You think I'm stupid? I'm sitting in the United States. Okay, I came for a war. But because I'm here, those people could go behind my back and snatch my daughter away. That's how the traditional people behave.
There are those who say that perhaps you are making a mountain out of a molehill because they say that nobody really is threatening your life.
If you can just click to Canadian Journalist for Free Expression, click to the website, you will see the video. Okay? My video is there. Rodney is talking. I am talking. I was not even in the room when he interviewed Rodney. Rodney knows about it. My editor will not lie. He knew that people went to my office looking for me, traditional people. Do you know that when I was going through threats and people were sending threatening messages to me, I went to the U.S. embassy. I was denied a visa because of this. They told me they could not give me visa because they were not sure that I would come back to my home country. Then people say I wrote the story because I wanted to come to America, including President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Why I have been to America several times. This is my fifth entry into the U.S. I don't have to write stories like those to come to the U.S. No, I don't. I can come to the U.S. at any time. This is my fifth time. You think I don't like my country? Of course I love my country. So people should come up and say, I wanted to come to the U.S. I wanted visa. That is why I went to tour where I was denied a visa when I needed it most.
As you know, Liberia has a female president. What's the view of President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf on the issue of female genital mutilation?
Well, Chief Butte, since I wrote this story, I won't say Ellen Johnson has come up to say anything till the last time, I think that was last month or so when she came to Harvard, Columbia School. And somebody in the audience asked her about this female genital issue. And her remark was, a journalist who get on the internet and just write things because they want to come to the U.S. is dangerous. You understand? What she's trying to say that, I wrote the story because I wanted to come to the U.S. Let me tell you, Jane, if the people in my country don't want to know that Liberia is moving forward and they want to stay in the 2 ages, well, those who don't want to change, they stay behind on the back burner. While we want change, we will progress.
So, May, do you intend to go back to Liberia?
Of course, James. I'm going back in the same month, this December, I'm going back. My country is my country. Nobody will scare me out of Liberia. They are not more Liberia than me. All of us were born in Liberia. So why would person come and scare me out of my own country, my own land? It can't happen, man. No, not under this force. Please, I will never go into exile. A lot of people say she's saying it because she wants political asylum. The same thing the U.S. government were afraid of. I don't want political asylum. You think I don't like my country? I like my country better than living in the U.S.